This is actually very. I was very. I thought about it a long time. I should even try to speak about this topic. You know, it's quite complicated, and there's a lot here. But I'll do my best to say something, and something that hopefully make sense. So the top right. So the title was, what was it? Hashgacha Pratis versus Bechira Chashis. Which one? So take a very simple question, right? Can Reuven kill Shimon? Even though Shimon, there's no gzeir on Shimon to die, can Reuven kill Shimon anyway? Because Reuven has bechira chafshis, right? He can decide. Can such a thing happen? Or is everything that happens nigzer min hashamayim? And there's no way that Reuven could kill Shimon without a gzeir on hashamayim.
You're presuming a certain definition for bechira chafshis.
Okay, right. That's what
words,
I said.
It's a very. Not Reuven can kill Shimon. It's nothing to do with bechira chafshis. It's whether Reuven can choose to try to kill Shimon.
Okay, maybe. You're right. That's what I said. Yes, there's no way I can cover the whole, you know, everything about this topic in a half an hour. So, okay. So, to understand this, first we have to understand what does it mean. What does it mean? Hashgacha pratis. So the Rambam discusses extensively in the Mor Nevuchim, and the Rambam discusses in a few places in Perish and Chumash, and he has a long piece about this in Perish and Eel. So the Rambam, at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the Torah says, Hashem tells Avram, right before he tells him that he's going to destroy Sodom, Hashem tells Avram that, Ki yedatev leman asher yitzav es banav es beis ha'achrav. So the Rambam is bothered by what does it mean? What is the lashon of ki yedati that Hashem knows? So the Rambam writes vanachon be'enai ki yediyah bo mamish yirmos ki yediyah Hashem shi yashkachaso ba'olam hashafel hi lishmor haklolim. That in general yediyah Hashem hashkacha is lishmor haklolim v'gam bnei adam munachim bo lemikrim ad bo'ez pugudasam. That the Hashkacha of Hashem is in general to keep the general rules, but people as a whole are munach bo lemikrim. People are exposed to chance, whatever you want to call it, nature, chance, whatever. But the Ramban says, Aval b'chasidav yasam alav libo adas also bifrat. But by chasidav, in other words, someone who is davik b'Hashem, someone who is a tzaddik, then Hashem knows, Hashem takes care of every little prat. Leos shmirato daska bo tamid. That person has hashkacha all the time. Right, that's what the Ramban says in Parashas Vayera. And the Ramban in Eof, wherever I take the right one. So the Ramban Eov goes details this further. Ramban Eov in Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Zayin. So Ramban Eov goes further, and the Ramban explains that there are different groups, right? The Ramban says that there are people. If a person who is a person who doesn't think about Hashem at all, doesn't have to be a Rasha, but he's like a behema. So the Ramban says that he has basically no hashgacha at all, and the average person has some hashgacha because right, sometimes we think about Hashem, sometimes not. And then you have the tzaddikim who have full hashgacha all the time. Now, the Sefer Chinuch argues, and the Ramban in Eov says that he's quoting. Basically, he says he's saying like the Rambam. He says, and this is what the Rambam said in the Mor Nevuchim. So really, it's not just the Ramban; it's the Rambam and the Ramban both say the basically the same shita. Now, the Sefer Chinuch discusses the same inyan of hashgacha pratis in a number of places. One is in the mitzvah of Mitzora. So the Sefer Chinuch writes he explains what is the meaning, what is the idea of Mitzora. So he says the idea of Mitzorah is to teach us that there is Hashkacha. V'chol inyan, Elu yorah hashkachasu baruch hu al kol darchi yadam machas lachas. The whole inyan of Mitzorah is to show that Hashem is mashkiach on people. And then he goes on and he says, the fisha deos ravosh bashkacha sakel al kol bruav. He says he's going to explain exactly what it is. He says, yesh kitos neyadam ichashu ki ashkachas Hashem baruchu al kol haminim bifrat bein anashim al kol shar bali chayim. He says there are those who hold that hashkacha is on people and on animals bifrat and every detail. V'yesh ein kitos ichashu ki ashkachas Hashem baruchu al kol inyan yaholam bein al chayim al kol shar dvarim kilomar shlo yisno ea davar echad katan ba'olam hazeh rak b'chefso baruchu b'zeraso. Says that there's some who hold that it goes so far as if a leaf falls off a tree, that's a gzeir min hashamayim. Right? That's a gzeir min hashamayim, that the leaf was supposed to fall from the tree at this exact second. And this the Chinuch says das rachol karv min hasechel. He doesn't like this idea. He disagrees with this idea, and he says ve'anachnu bali hadas ha'amitis l'fi ma shemati nasim hashkachas baruch hu kol minei balachayim bichlal. He said kolomar shekol min minamina nifram ba'olam miskayim la'olam la'yichla v'yoved kulo. So he says that there's what's called hashkacha klalis on animals. In other words, let's say you have a lion is hunting a pack of zebras. So the Chinuch says, which zebra the lion kills is not hashkacha, it's chance, it's nature, it's whatever you want to call it. In other words, there's no gzeirin or shemayim that he's going to kill zebra A and not zebra B. The lion is going to kill whichever zebra he picks, not related, no gzeirin or shemayim. But, the Chinuch says, but he says that by people there is hashkacha on every little detail, and he explains this further by people later on in the mitzvah of he says people, he says bnei adam, he doesn't say Jews, he says people. So he explains this later on in the mitzvah of nekama. Right, so there is a mitzvah of lo sikom lo sitor. So he explains, what is the idea of the mitzvah of lo sikom? So he explains as follows. He says, Mishar she ha-mitzvah, sheyeda ha-adam v'yitin al-libo, kishola ki kol asher yikreo mitov adra, everything that happens to a person, whether it's good or bad, hu siba shetav olav me'es Hashem baruch hu, that anything that happens to a person is from Hashem. Umiyad Adam, Miyad Ish Achiv, Lo Yiyad Davar Bilti Ratzon Hashem Baruch Hu. That no one can do anything to you unless it's the Ratzon Hashem, unless it's the Gzeirin Hashamayim. And therefore, he says, Al King Sheitzayeru Yachiveo Adam, Yeda Benafsho Ki Avonosov Gav Hashem Yisbarach Gozer Lo Vekach. You should know that if someone harms you, someone does something bad to you, there's no reason for you to get upset at that person because it's the Gzeirin Hashamayim. So why should you get upset at this person? It's not his fault. He's just doing the gzeir min hashamayim. So therefore the Chinuch says there's no reason. That's why the Chinuch says it's the mitzvah of lo sikom, because it doesn't. There's no reason for you to get mad at the person because he didn't do it. It's a gzeir min hashamayim. The Rambam Lishitaso argues on the Chinuch by lo sikom. So you look at the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Deos. So the Rambam clearly has a different idea, understanding of lo sikom. The Rambam says, "Anokem es chaver ov lo sase, v'api shen aloke dea rahu ad maod, elaroi la'adam lios mavri al kol divrei olam, shakol etz lo divrei hevel v'avai v'inam kedai linkom lehem." Right? The Rambam doesn't say that it's a gzeirin min hashamayim that someone wronged you. The Rambam l'shitaso, that the Rambam understands that there's hashkacha on most people is not absolute, is not all the time, and therefore it sounds like someone could harm you without it being Zayim and Hashamayim. And therefore, why is there a mitzvah of lo sikom? Because it's a midah ra, Rambam says. It's a stupid thing to do, it's a bad thing to do, but it's not, the Rambam does not say like the Chinuch that it happens only because it's like Zayim and Hashamayim. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's a bad midah. And therefore, the Rambam says that you shouldn't, that there's a mitzvah of lo sikom. So we see from here there's a fundamental machlokas Arishonim, what is the nature or how much hashkacha is there? On one hand, you have the Rambam and the Ramban. Hold it, hashkacha is like a sliding scale. It's based on how close a person is to Hashem, as the Ramban said by Avram Avinu, Kiyadativ, that by the average person, by a person who has no connection to Hashem, he's like a behemoth, there's no hashkacha. By the average person, so there is some hashkacha, because that person is connected to Hashem in some way. And by a tzaddik, there is complete hashkacha. And then you have the chinuch, who says, both by Mitzora and by Lo Sikom, he says that no, that there's always that there's no such thing. A person is always under hashkacha, and anything the Chinuch says, anything that happens to a person, is examined hashamayim, and therefore there's no reason to get upset if someone harms you because he didn't harm you. It's examined hashamayim. So that explains the that's the start. That's where we have a machlokes by hashkacha. Now, what about Bechira? So the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perakeh, the Rambam asks a fundamental question. Right? The Rambam asks. So the Rambam first says, Rishus kol odom nesun alo. And every person has Bechira. Every person has Bechira to choose their actions. And the Rambam writes in Lach Gimel, V'ikar zeh ikar gadol hu v'amur ha-Torah v'amitzvah. This is an ikar gadol, and this is the whole yisod of Torah. That you can choose whether, and he says, Shnei reina sagla no ha-sachayim ha-satov ha-samo ha-sara. That you can choose whether to be good or to be bad. And the Rambam says that if Hashem would be gozer, whether a person is tzaddik or rasha, then there's no point. And what's the whole point of being alive? So then the Rambam asks, wait a second. So, v'al t'tami v'tomer ha'ech yeh ha'adam osa kol ma'a she'yechbalt v'yem ma'isav misurin lo v'chi yaseh ba'olam davar shalom yishuz kono v'lo chefta. So he asks, wait a second. If Hashem controls the world, so then how could it be they have v'chir ha'chashis and you can do whatever you want? So the Rambam answers, Da she'akol b'chefto yaseh v'af al pishem asein resurin lo. Yes, that's exactly the point. Ketzad k'shem she'chafet hayot eliyase eish aruch olim l'mala v'amayim v'arit yon l'mala. Just like flame goes up and water goes down and everything else goes. So the Rambam says, Kacha chafet liyos adam reshuso b'yado v'chol ma'isav nesurin lo. Lo yeh lo kofev lo moshech lo hum me'atzu v'dayt. The Rambam says, that's what Hashem wants. Because Hashem controls the whole world, but part of that control is that Hashem gave up. And Hashem said, I want people to be able to choose what they want to do. And therefore the Rambam says that a person, that Bechira is not a stira to the Hashkacha of Hashem, because that's what Hashem set up the system that way. That's what Hashem wanted. So that's how the Rambam explains Bechira. I'll just mention a bit of a tangent, but there's a very interesting Rambam about Bechira in Hilchos Tshuva here, in Perek Vav, where the Rambam writes something that's a big chiddush that sounds very strange. The Rambam writes, Ve'efshah she'yechta ha'adam chet gadol ha'chatoim harbei, Ad sheyitin hadin liten lefnei adayin ha'emes sheyepirad mizeh achotei ha'alachatoyim shemonin imenu ha'tshuva. So the Rambam writes that a person could do an aveira, that the punishment for that aveira is that he can't do tshuva. So I don't know, if you look in any Musar Sefer, you won't see that, right? Every Musar Sefer will tell you that, of course, you can always do tshuva, right? They always quote the Gemara, something like that. That you can always do tshuva. You can always do tshuva. So, but yet the Rambam seems to say that no, that you could do an aveira and you can't do tshuva. So, what's going on? Like, if you can't do tshuva, then what's the point of being around? And so, what's fascinating is the Rambam brings a number of rayas to this. One of them is Paro. He says, right? It says Hashem was mechazik leif Paro, so that makes a lot of sense. But the Rambam brings a raya from Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi, with the story of Eliyahu Hanavi and the Nevi Habal, right? So Eliyahu Hanavi has a big long-running dispute with the Achav and the Yabal. Finally, it comes to a head at Har HaKarmel. Eliyahu HaNavi makes a challenge. He says to the Nevi'im Abal, you try to bring down Eish HaShemayim, I'll bring down Eish HaShemayim. So Eliyahu HaNavi, in his tefillah to Hashem, said that, so he says, right. So the Gemara in Brachos says that Eliyahu itiach dvarim klapim al. Eliyahu was very sort of chutzpahdik to Hashem. Eliyahu like blamed Hashem for Bnei Yisrael's sins. So the Rambam understands this to mean that Eliyahu Navi said that it's your fault because you were mon. He says kilomar manata mehena tshuva, that you punished Bnei Yisrael. You didn't allow them to do tshuva. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you could reach a point where a person can't do tshuva. So how could that be, right? If a person reaches a point and they can't do, what's going on? What happened to their bechira? How could you just take away a person's bechira? Like the Rambam said before, we saw, Rambam said it's an ikar gadol, that this is the whole point of life, is to have b'chayim b'chayim, is to make choices. So what's even more difficult is that Bnei Yisrael at that point do tshuva. Right, the end of the story over there with Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel is they all say Hashem Eliyahu Hanavi davens brings an Eish HaShemayim, and they all say Hashem Elokim, and they kill Nevi Abal. So it seems that they did tshuva. So how can the Rambam bring this as a raya that Moni Menem HaTshuva, but they did tshuva? So the answer would seem to be that as follows, that the Rambam in the next halach, the Rambam talks about tefillah, that. And therefore the tzaddikim and the Nevi'im always daven, ask Hashem for help. So the answer would seem to be as follows, that a person has bechira, what does it mean bechira? So Rav Dessler has a famous yisod that every person has what's called the kudas of, every person has a point where they have to make decisions. There are some things that are under and some things that are over. In other words, for many people, not to eat a cheeseburger is not a conscious choice. It's just it's so ingrained in them they would never do it, and therefore that's under the nekudas habechira. They don't really get schar for that because they're not really making a conscious choice not to do an aveira. On the other hand, let's say for many people, like lashon hara is over their nekuda. It's like they're not making a conscious choice, I'm going to do an aveira of lashon. They're doing it, they don't even realize it. It's so far over their level, they don't even realize they're making a choice. And then you have the things that you have a struggle, the Yetzirah, you have a struggle with the Yetzirah, should you do this, should you not, you know, that's where your nekuda sabachira is. So Moni Menem HaTshuva means Hashem raises or lowers your nekuda sabachira so that you have... Meaning that Hashem raised their nekudas habechira so high that they had no choice, or lowered it. They had no choice. In other words, it wasn't a choice anymore to worship Avodah Zarah. The Yetzirah from Avodah Zarah was so strong that it was like they didn't even have a. It wasn't a conscious decision to worship Avodah Zarah even. And therefore, when Eliyahu HaNavi, therefore, how do you get around that? You can daven. You daven that Hashem should restore restore your nekudas habechira to its normal place. Take away the Yetzirah, and then you can go back to the battle. Then you'll have a choice. Then you'll be able to make a choice between doing tov and ra. So even if a person, in other words, even if you're in a situation of moni menem HaTshuva, you can still daven that Hashem should restore it, because the daven doesn't require, in other words, Moni Menem HaTshuva means you're at a point where you can't make a, your nekudas habechira is so low that it's not a battle anymore. So what you're asking Hashem for is to help you at least get to a situation where you can have a battle with the Yetzirah so that you can make a choice whether to do the aveira or not. Anyway, in any case, We see from the Rambam that bechira is an essential part of life, of things, and that's what Hashem wants. So how does this all relate to this week's parsha, and how does this relate? How does this relate to the original question? So the Torah in this week's parsha, we have the story of Reuven and the brothers with Mechiras Yosef. So the Torah says, Reuven says. So Reuven says to Yehuda, don't kill him, right? But throw him in the boar, right? So the pasuk says, "Vayom aleim Reuven, al tishchu dam ashlichu aso la boar azeh, asher b'midbar v'yal tishchu bo leman al tzilas avinim." So Rashi comments, right, that boar reik ain't bo mayim, but it was full of nechashim v'akravim. So what exactly did Reuven accomplish here? I mean, so he told him not to kill him, but he put Yosef into a situation with a very dangerous situation. So what exactly was Yosef trying to accomplish here? So both Or Chaim and Netziv say the very similar pshat. They both say like this. They both explain like this. Perush, so the Or Chaim says, Perush, Lefi she'adam bal bechira v'ratan v'yachol laharog mi shalo nischayiv misa. The Or Chaim says like this: a bal bechira. The Or Chaim is clearly going with the Rambam's idea in the Rambam. A bal bechira can kill someone who's not chayiv misa. That's what it means. Bechira chavshis. You have bechira chavshis. He's not chayiv misa, but you are a bal bechira. You could kill someone who's not chayiv misa. Masha Enken, he says, Chayos Ros lo yifku ba'adam im lo yischayv misa la'shamayim. Masha Enken, animals are not bali bechira, so animals are restricted to, an animal can kill you if you have exeras misa on you, but if you don't have exeras misa on you, then the animal can't make a choice to kill you, because an animal is not a bali bechira. And therefore, the Rachayim explains that Reuven said like this. Reuven said, if we kill Yosef, there's no raya that we were right and Yosef was really chayav misa, Yosef was really a rasha. Because we can kill him, even if he's a tzaddik, we can kill him, because a baal bechira can kill someone who's not chayav misa. On the other hand, if we throw him in the boar with nechashim and akravim, if he dies, then it's clear he's chayav misa. And if he lives, it's clear that we were wrong. And if he lives, on the other hand, we were wrong, l'chara. We were wrong, he wasn't chayav misa. And therefore, that's what Reuven meant. That's what Reuven meant to save him. To save him, because a baal bechira can kill someone even if he's not chayav misa, but an animal can't, because an animal is not a baal bechira. So an animal has to go with the regular klolim. And if the person is chayav misa, fine. So the animal can kill him. But if the person is not chayav misa, then the animal is not going to kill him. Then the tzif makes the same point.
Is that true? Even if the person
right, so that's exactly the Nativ's point. That's exactly what the Nativ says over here. The Nativ in the Harchev Davar says, "Well, Hasbir Yosi Yesh Lahakdim Hadisim." He quotes it's actually a Zohar. He quotes a Zohar. The Reuven Amal Hashach Yosi Babor Amali Nechashim Vakravim V'lo Yarish Yargesh Yabas Batuach Al Zchuso. He was batuach that Yosef was at least had enough zchuyos, an animal wouldn't kill him. That the bechira, as Or Chaim said, the bechira of a person is above hashkacha. And he says he has a rhyme for Eshes, but then he says, v'umnam chalil lomar she'ein b'yad hashkacha elyona lishmor gam bechiras adam. You can't say that Hashem cannot protect you from bechiras adam. Ella. So he says exactly this point. He says a tzaddik gomor, someone who's mamish da'ik b'Hashem, he has complete hashkacha, and therefore even a baal bechira can't win. Even a baal bechira will not be able to harm him. But someone who's not a tzaddik gomor, someone who doesn't have complete hashkacha, someone who, like someone as the Ramban described, someone who is either not Davik Bashem at all, someone who's Davik Bashem sometimes, so that person can be harmed by a Baal Bechira, because that's what Bechira Chavshis means according to these Rishonim. Bechira Chavshis means that Hashem allows these things to happen in the world, that's the way Hashem wants the world to run. And this also might explain the Imarim Sachim. The Imarim Sachim discusses by Pikas Chometz. The Imam Sachim has the Imam Sachim talks about you have to check in Chorin Vistakin. So the Imam first says, and the Imam says no. The Gemara asks, why not? Because the Gemara first says there are nechashim v'akravim there. It's dangerous. So the Gemara says, aye, but shluchei mitzvah and nizokin. So the Gemara then the Gemara answers, no, it's because we're worried about the nachrim. The nachrim are going to see you looking around. They'll think you're weird, doing something, and they'll kill you. So the Gemara says, aye, shluchei mitzvah and nizokin. The Gemara says, no, shiny, that this is shchiach hezekah. So what's pshat? So I saw someone wanted... could say again the same idea that nechashim v'akravim is not from a baal, is animals, not from a baal b'chira. So therefore, osek b'mitzvah shluchei mitzvah in nizokin, that will give you the hashkacha to protect you from an animal, from these animals. But a nachri is a baal b'chira. So therefore, even though you might have the zchus of shluchei mitzvah in nizokin, but you're not a tzadik gomer, you don't have complete hashkacha. And therefore, you could be harmed, maybe you could be harmed by the Nachri. And that's what it means, Shchiach Hezeka, meaning that by the Nachri, since he's a Baal Bechira, the Nachri might be able to harm you. So, just to sum up, so we see that there's a fundamental machlokas here. And according to the Chinuch, to answer our original question, according to the Chinuch, the answer is no. According to the Chinuch, it's Hashkacha on everyone and all times, as the Chinuch says by Losikom, nothing happens to a person without it being Gzeirah Min HaShamayim. And therefore, Reuven could want to kill Shimon all he wants, but if it's not Gzeirah Min HaShamayim, Reuven cannot harm Shimon, cannot harm a hair on his head. That's the Chinuch, the Chavos HaLevavos hold this way. That's one approach. And then we see that the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam also, you see in Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Deos, right, and the Ramban Al HaTorah, and the Ramban in his Perush on Iyov, and the Netziv and the Or HaChaim all seem to say that no, that Hashkacha is not absolute all the time, and therefore Bechira Chavshis can harm people, and the Netziv and the Or HaChaim says Beferish by the story of the brothers Yehuda, the brothers Reuven, what Reuven did, that Reuven's whole idea of saving Yosef was that a Baal Bechira could harm Yosef even though he was innocent, even though he was a tzaddik, even though he wasn't Chayav Misa. But the Nechashim Akravim would not harm Yosef if he wasn't Chayav Misa. And therefore, that's why Reuven said to throw him in the boar, that would be sort of a test to see whether Yosef was really Chayav Misa or not.
Right.
Right. If you really, only if you're super dumb.